We are up to Simin Tov Pei Beis, and that's what we will be doing. Mi she'en lo matzah mishumeres ela kazayas. A person that has one kazayas of shmura matzah. Mavarach al achilis morer v'ochel. First makes a bracha on morer. Ukshe gomer su daso mi matzah she'ena mishumeres. And when he finishes his suda from the matzah that is not shmura, mavarach al achilis matzah. Va'ochel oso kazayas, and he eats that kazayas. Ve'eno to'em achrov klum, and he does not eat anything after it. Now, what is this halacha? The halacha is like this. If a person only has one matzah shmura, so he is better off using that both for the mitzvah of matzah, as well as for the mitzvah of the afikomen. And the truth of the matter is that there are Rishonim, Rashi, and the Rashbam that are of the opinion that the Iker Mitzvahs Matzah were Mekayim at the end of the Suda. That means that the Afikomen is not only the Afikomen, but the Afikomen is actually it's not only a Zecher for the Korban Pesach, but it's actually the Iker Mitzvahs Matzah. Therefore, such a person should go through the whole Seder regularly. It's just when he gets to Motzi Matzah, he should only make a Motzi, have Lechem Mishnah, have Morer, and then have his Suda. And only at the end of the Suda will he make a bracha of al achilas matzah and eat his matzah shmura. Now, the question is, what's with the kricha? When he eats his morer afterwards, you're supposed to have a zecher l'mikdash kehillel, and you're supposed to have your morer together with matzah. What is he supposed to do there? So the mashmos is that the machaber holds that since he does not have matzah shmura, there's no sense in eating the kricha, because the inyan of the kricha is to be korech matzah in morer, the matzah that you're being yotza with. If he doesn't have matzah shmur, there's no reason to do it. In the Sharetzion, he nevertheless brings down that you should still do the kricha with matzah she'ena with matzah she'ena shmura. He brings achronim that say it. His maskana there is tzorech iyan ladina. He leaves it as an actual suffix if he should do that or not. After he has his last kazayas of matzah shmura, so you're not allowed to eat afterwards. Now this is all if you have one kazayas. What if you have two kazayasim? So there the Mishnah Berurah says you should have your first kazayas for motzi matzah and your second kazayas for the afikomen. Similarly, what happens if you're dealing with someone who is not well, and the doctors say that the maximum he can have is one kazayas of matzah? Now, we're going to see a little later that for a chola, we're very makel in the shiurim of matzah. So it may be that he can have more than one kazayas, just smaller kazayasim. But let's say the doctor tells him he can have one kazayas, say the smallest size kazayas. What should he do? So what he should do is, he cannot do what we did here, which means he cannot go wash, say, hamotzi hamatzah sheina shmura. He's not allowed to eat any matzah other than one kazayas. So he should have his suda without matzah. He'll have morer at the beginning of the suda and have his suda without matzah. And then he'll wash, make a motzi, say, al achilas matzah, and have his afikomen. The only problem is that works if he'll be able to make kiddush. But let's say he cannot drink wine. Let's say you're talking about someone who is not allowed to drink wine or eat matzah. So he's going to have to make kiddush al hapas, in which case he'll have to have his kazayas matzah right away. He'll say al achilas matzah on that, and he'll have to have his morer and the rest of his suda afterwards, even though he's really eating after his afikomen. Now the Bir Halacha points out that Miikar Adin, there are three different dayas of what matzah shmur is. If it's shmur mishas ktsira, mishas tchina, or mishas lisha. We learned this way back when in the halachas of making matzahs, of baking matzahs. The ideal is that it was watched mishas ktsira from when it was harvested, that there was no water that got to it. If not, at least from the time it was ground. And the last is that at the time that you actually need the dough, you make sure that it didn't get chametz thick. Now, la halacha, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that the Ikar Adin is Shmir Mishas Tchina. Shmir Mishas Ktsira is a Chumra, it's a Hidr, and Shmir Mishas Lisha is only good Bishas Hadchak. So let's say a person has one matzah that shomer, one kazayis of matzah that shomer mishas ktsira, but the rest of the matzahs are shomer mishas tchina. So most of the matzahs and the matzahs that you buy today that say non-shmura matzah, but they're kosher lepesach, have shmira mishas tchina. According to the Mishnah Brura, since the Ikar Adin is that shmura mishas tchina is good enough, so the halacha certainly would be that the shmir, the one that he's using for that has shmir mishas ktsira, he should use that for the motzi, and for everything else he should be shomach on the shmur mishas tchina. Not only that, but he holds that since this is a shas adchak, he can even be shomach on the shmur mishas lisha with regard to all the other mitzvahs, and use his matzah shmur mishas ktsira for the very first kazayas. That's the way the Bir Halacha comes out here. Says the Ramon now, Hagot. Mi she'ein lo beiz halelis rak gimel matzis. What happens if someone has three matzis for the two nights? Yevarech lel rishna hamotzi al achilis matzah v'chein akricha kol min aprusa. He should go and use just the middle matzah and do all the mitzvahs on the middle matzah on the first night. Ubeiz hashleimis lel beiz and leave himself lechem mishnah for the second night. Now, Lemaisa, considering the size of our matzahs, of the thin matzahs that Ashkenazim eat, it's kind of hard to believe that you're going to be able to get out of it, one matzah, enough kazeisim to mekayim all the mitzvahs, especially the different sizes that we are machbe for kazayas. However, if we go back to the Ikar Adin of what a kazayas really is, and we're somach on that when you really don't have a choice, and we'll see it later in Tav Pei Vav, it may be possible to get out of the middle matzah enough to mekayim all of the mitzvahs. And of course, he is porous that matzah. Now, on the second night, where he just has two whole matzahs, there's a machlokas achronim of whether or not he should do yachatz, whether or not he should divide the matzah in half, or should he leave himself lechem mishnah. It's a machlokas achronim, it's a machlokas lemaisa. So the Mishnah Brura brings the Magen Avram, who says that if possible, he should leave over a little bit of that middle matzah of the first day for the first night of the second night. That means it's not enough that we're using that middle matzah for all the mitzvahs, but you should leave a little bit over as well, so that you'll have a prusa for the third night for lechem on, for the second night for lechem oni. So this way he should be able to leave that over and he'll have a prusa. Furthermore, what happens if a person has three matzahs and on the first night he doesn't have enough from just the middle matzah? So what he should do is complete one matzah and use part of the second matzah and leave himself one and a half for the second night. And b'shas atchak, he will be yotza with the second night, even with a prusa. And what he does is that he makes his bracha of amotzi and alachilas matza on the shleima and the prusa, because there are deis in the rishonim that lechem mishnah on leil haseder can include the prusa as well. The Mishnah Brura mentions in Bir Halacha this is talking about a case of either someone who only has three matzahs or only has three matzahs shmuris. But he says that lemaisa, if a person has all of his matzahs or at least shmurim mishas lisha, and all he has are three matzahs that are shmurim mishas ktsira or tchina, so he says that what you're allowed to do is leave over one matzah for the second night in order to be mekayim there. Be'emes, there's no reason why he shouldn't use the shmir mishas ktsira tchina on the first night and be somach on the shmir mishas lisha for the second night. However, the Mishnah Brura speaks out that in order to do that, what you have to do is see to it that at least the matzah that was shomer mishas tchina, that was shomer mishas lisha, is baked l'shem matzis mitzvah. And the emes is that in most bakeries, they make everyone say L'shem Matzis Mitzvah all the time. But there are some places where they understand that everybody uses Shmir Mishas Ktzira for the Starim, and the non-Shmur Matzah, as it's called, they only use for the rest of Pesach and not the Seder, so they don't bother saying L'shem Matzis Mitzvah. There you could not be Yotza the Mitzvah with it altogether, even on the second night, and you would really have to divide your Matzahs and at least leave one over for the second night. The truth of the matter is that according to the Mishnah Brura, you're always better off saying L'shem Matzis Mitzvah even for the matzah that you're eating during all of Pesach because of the Shitas Agra that you're Mekayim a Mitzvah Kiyumis. Furthermore, there's reason the Mishnah Brura spoke out to have Matzah Shmura for the entire Pesach, also to be Yotza the Shitas Agra that there's a Mitzvah Kiyumis the entire Pesach.